Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener, welcome back to Indonesia. Today with me, Amanda. It's nice to meet you again with me. Amanda, I'm gonna accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program today. We would like to present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, as well as other information, and of course, we are also going to present you several Indonesian songs. So keep staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz and check out our website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls on business people to sharpen investment and export. Indonesia to accelerate infrastructure and human resource development. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls on business people to support the effort of the Indonesian government in boosting investment and export. President Joko Widodo perceives the significance of business people's participation in establishing economic stability. These were remarked by Joko Widodo before the members of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, HIPMI, during an iftar event which took place at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Jakarta on Sunday, May 26. The president said that the deficit of current account has been the most complex issue which is yet to be overcome. The problem has been the focus of the Indonesian government as well as other stakeholders such as the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce (KADIN), HIPMI, and the Indonesian Employers Association (APINDO). The president pointed out two solutions for the problem, namely the development of export and investment. He called for the synergy between the Indonesian government and HIPMI in solving the issue. He also called on Indonesian business people to cooperate with related ministries and institutions in optimizing the potentials of young generations through education. Indonesian President Joko Widodo admitted that he looks for ministers who are capable of executing their programs and managing them. It was stated by President Joko Widodo after attending an iftar event with the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association (HIPMI) in Jakarta on Sunday, May 26, as reported by Antara. President Joko Widodo also pointed out that the future ministers of his cabinet must exhibit capability and integrity. However, President Joko Widodo has not announced the candidates that he will appoint as ministers. The president also has not decided the number of ministers in his cabinet. The Indonesian government will accelerate the development of infrastructure and human resource in the next 5 years. It was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore, Ngurah Swajaya, before more than 450 guests attending an event entitled Spotlight Indonesia, Visions and Opportunities at Singapore Management University on Friday. Based on Ambassador Ngurah's press release received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, May 26, Ambassador Ngurah conveyed 3 points at the event. Firstly, he talked about Indonesia's victory in organizing the 2019 Democracy Party. Secondly, he thought that as Indonesia is projected to be the world's fourth biggest economy, Indonesia is supporting factors and indicators to accomplish the vision. Moreover, he pointed out that infrastructure and human resource development would still be the focus of Joko Widodo's new administration in the next 5 years. Concluding his remark, Ambassador Ngurah called on Singaporean investors to keep investing in Indonesia. Directorate General of Public Information and Communication at the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information called on Indonesian citizens to implement healthy lifestyle and support the fulfillment of nutrition in a bid to prevent stunting. It was stated by Director of Information, Human Development, Communication and Culture at the Ministry of Communication and Information, Wiryanta Mulyono, during a roadshow about the dissemination of stunting prevention program in Solo on Saturday, May 25. In addition to calling for reconciliation post the general election 2019, Wiryanta also called on society to prevent the issue of stunting or impaired child's growth and development due to malnutrition as Indonesia will achieve its demographic bonus in 2030. Hence, Wiryanta explained that stunting could be solved not only by providing children with proper nutrition, but also implementing healthy lifestyle such as keeping hygiene and consuming healthy foods. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry, through the Agriculture Quarantine Agency Barantan, is committed to bolstering Indonesia's export performance by developing new export commodities and encouraging the participation of millennial exporters. Head of Barantan, Ali Jamil in Banjarmasin on Sunday, May 26, said that there are 5 strategic efforts to improve and accelerate the export of agricultural products, as reported by Antara. The first one is encouraging millennial generations to participate in export by fostering their creativities in yielding potential export products. The second step is diversifying export goods, which has been conducted by the South Kalimantan government, namely exporting galinggang leaf or cassia alata to Japan for medication. The third one is intensifying the shipment of agricultural commodities. The fourth one is increasing the volume of commodities. The last one is expanding the access to other export markets. Jamil pointed out that the efforts could be achieved with the support of other parties. Therefore, he called on the provincial government to cooperate in boosting the non-oil and gas export volume, particularly the agriculture sectors. The Indonesian Interfaith Association, FKUB, calls on all components of Indonesian society to prioritize the national interests and set aside their personal and group interests in responding the result of general elections 2019. It was stated by General Chairman of the Indonesian Interfaith Association, FKUB, Ida Panglingsir Agung Putra Sukahet in Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, May 26, escorted by Antara. If there was still any dissatisfaction and protest regarding the result of the election, his side recommended the disputed parties to take legal measures in solving the issue based on the applicable law. His side also hoped the electoral dispute could be solved through deliberation or constitutional acts. The last item. Chairman of the Executive Board of Muslim Students Association, Respiratory Saddam Al-Jihad, affirmed that millennial generations must support the Indonesian National Army and Police to maintain the stability of the Indonesian state. Saddam explained that Indonesian people need to support the realization of the national stability in a bid to achieve sovereignty. Saddam, in his press release received in Jakarta on Sunday, May 26, escorted by the National News Agency, called for the synergy between the Indonesian National Army and Police to maintain Indonesia's stability in countering the effort of de-ideologization perpetuated by certain parties. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls on business people to sharpen investment and export. Indonesia to accelerate infrastructure and human resource development. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener for today's commentary. It will be presented by Amanda about Indonesia's economic growth.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's commentary is about government optimistic economic growth target can be achieved. The heated situation of the trade war between the United States and China may bring about an impact on Indonesia's national economic growth. Moreover, the U.S. has raised China's import tariffs to 25% more recently. According to some observers, at present, the global conditions make Indonesia's economic growth this year projected to only reach around 5.1% or below the government's target set in the 2019 State Budget or APBN, which is 5.3%. The argument put forward is that the trade war has made the demands of both countries, the US and China, decline and the prices of major export commodities are also low. On the contrary, the government is optimistic that this year's economic growth target of 5.3% can still be achieved, even though the temperature of the trade war between the United Nations and China is increasingly heating up. What is the basis of the government's belief that 5.3% economic growth can be achieved? The realization of economic growth is in the first quarter of 2019 compared to the first quarter of 2018, which was maintained positively, seems to strengthen the optimism. To achieve the economic growth target, the government is now committed to encouraging the export of a number of priority industrial groups, especially what has been decided by the Ministry of Industry in Industry 4.0. Five priority industrial groups are included in Industry 4.0. They are food and beverage industry, textile and clothing, electronics, automotive, and chemical industry. In addition, the government is also committed to encouraging the processing of natural resources such as the construction of smelters and processing of palm oil. These efforts make the government optimistic that the 4.3% economic growth can be achieved this year. Listener, that was commentary. Listener, for giving you more information about historic events happening on 27th of May, let's check out our segment Today in History. It will be presented by Amanda.
Hari ini dalam sejarah.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on May 27, 1937, when Golden Gate Bridge was opened. Golden Gate Bridge is hanging bridge along Golden Gate from Pacific Ocean to San Francisco Gulf. The bridge connects San Francisco City, California in San Francisco Gulf and Marin Regency, California. The bridge is 2,727 meters long. The distance between towers is 1,280 meters and has 230 meter high on 230 meters above the sea level. The bridge is made by Josef Strauss, a technician who was responsible for more than 400 sketches of bridge. Strauss has spent more than one decade to gather support in North California. The next event is that in 1964, Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru passed away. Jawaharlal Nehru, who passed away on May 17, 1964, was the first Indian statesman. As famous figure in independence movement of India, Nehru was elected by Congress Party to be the first Indian independent prime minister and re-elected when Congress Party won the first general election of India in 1952. As one of founders of non-bloc movement, Nehru was also a central figure in international politics in post-war era. As the son of a rich lawyer and politician from India, Motilal Nehru, Jawaharlal Nehru became left-wing leader of the National Congress of India when he was still young. In the long struggle for the Indian independence, he became caretaker. And finally, Nehru was recognized as the heir of Gandhi's politic. The last event is that in 2006, an earthquake measuring 5.9 scale Richter on the shock Yogyakarta and Central Java. Yogyakarta earthquake was tectonic one which shocked Yogyakarta and Central Java on May 27, 2006. Generally, the position of the earthquake was around 25 kilometers in the southwest of Yogyakarta, 115 kilometers of South Semarang. The earthquake did not cause tsunami, but the earthquake killed 6,234 people. Listener, that was Today in History.
Hari ini dalam sejarah.
That was the first song by Dira Bongs entitled Jangan Tumbu. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We still have many segments that we are going to provide you. For the next segment, we are going to accompany with our segment My Indonesia. For today's My Indonesia, we will discuss the Agency of Creative Economy will cooperate with regional government and associations. It will be presented by Amanda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Bekraf cooperates with 25 regional governments and 3 associations to develop creative economy. The Creative Economy Agency or Bekraf cooperates with 25 regional governments and 3 associations to develop the national creative economy ecosystem in accordance with their respective regional potential. Chief of Bekraf Triawan Munaf at the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta on Friday said that Indonesia undeniably has cultural diversity. He viewed that Indonesia is not like South Korea, for instance, which only relies on one creative economic sector, so that the handling of Indonesia's economy is different from other countries. He also explained that the government has a major role as a regulator, facilitator and accelerator in developing the economy. Triawan Munaf asserted that since Bekraf has not possessed representatives in the region yet, the cooperation of the regional government as an extension of the government becomes important. The 25 regional governments that signed the Memorandum of Understanding consists of 4 provinces, 11 cities and 10 regencies, while the 3 associations working with Bekraf are the Association of Indonesian Batik Lovers, Indonesian Private Television Association, and Indonesian Comics Association. Triawan Munaf hopes that with this cooperation, the national creative economy ecosystem will be stronger so that the contribution to gross domestic product can increase and open up greater employment opportunities. He also appealed to the local government to encourage creative economic actors in their respective region to be able to create the best work and compete globally. Also said that developing regional potential is not to change, but to improve the existing ones. Take, for example, handicrafts from coconut shell will not be changed, only the packaging is improved for the international class. Meanwhile, Deputy of Interagency and Regional Relations of BECRAF, Enda Wahyu, said that currently BECRAF is cooperating with 66 local governments and 50 associations or communities. A lot of requests for memorandum of understanding show the high commitment of regional governments to develop creative economies in their respective regions. Therefore, BECRAF welcomes positively and seeks to accommodate regional needs. Listener, that was My Indonesia Today.
Bahagia.
That was the second song by Ghea Indrawari entitled Rinduku or My Longing. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, if you want to find out more information about Indonesian culture, or if you plan to visit Indonesia and you have no idea where to go, relax, because we are going to give you information about Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, and local wisdoms in our program Indonesian Wonder. For today's topic, we have a special topic about Rudat tradition from South Kalimantan. It will be presented by Amanda. Listener, today I'm going to introduce you about Rudat art from South Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Kalimantan Island is an island which has various kinds of tribes. Each tribe who occupies Kalimantan Island is rich of cultures. One of them is Rudat art, whose combination of dance and sound art is usually performed in parade in Banjar Regency. Rudat comes from Banjar language, namely Rudatik, which means moving continuously. In this regard, it is limp movement that continuously follows the rhythm of the song and also the sound of tambourine. Rudat is usually conducted as gratitude on the birth of child and celebration on success which is achieved. The art is full of praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that it has very Islamic nuance. Rudat art is one of Banjar original cultures, which is often performed until now. The dance of this art contains of martial arts movements. However, the dance is dominated by dance movement with sitting position. Previously, Rudat both functioned as a symbol of Islam, of clerics and students to community. Thus, it develops to be media to welcome and entertain guests. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you very much for listening.
Ingin berkata, aku peduli yang kau lihat selalu salah, selalu salah. Kau minta berubahlah, ku akan berubah seiring waktu. Oh, sabarlah sayang,
third song by Naif entitled Berubah, which means changing. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to learn Indonesian language in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we are going to take you getting know more information about Indonesian vocabulary and of course, learn how to use them in conversation. This program is a joint initiative between the Indonesian Culture and Education Ministry with Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned for more information about Indonesian language in our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about make yourself at home, or anggap saja rumah sendiri. Next is a conversation about anggap saja rumah sendiri, or make yourself at home. Tony stays at Joko's house. Dinda, Joko's wife, will go outside. Dinda wants to make Tony feel comfortable during his stay at her house.
Dinda, Tony, kami akan keluar sebentar. Tony, oh ya, silakan. Dinda, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Tony, ya. Dinda, anggap saja rumah sendiri. Tony, terima kasih.
After the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice so you can repeat after me. Kami akan keluar sebentar. Kami akan keluar sebentar. Which means, we want to go outside. Second, kalau. Kalau. Which means, if. Next, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri ya. It means, if you want to have a drink, please take it yourself. Let's repeat one more time. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri ya. It means, if you want to have a drink, please take it by yourself. Next, we continue to the next vocabulary. Anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. Once again, anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. Next, silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. One more time, silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. The next vocabulary is pergi, which means to go. Once again, pergi, which means to go. The last one is kapan, which means when. One more time, kapan, which means when. If you want to invite your friends who visit your home to serve themselves, you can say silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. Then you can add with a sentence anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. In the dialogue between Dinda and Tony, you can find the word kalau or if. For example, I'm going to give you some examples. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Which means, if you want to drink, please take it yourself. One more time. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Which means, if you want to drink, please take it yourself. Here are some use of word kalau. For examples, kalau saya pergi, kamu akan sendirian di rumah. Which means, if I leave, you will be alone at home. One more time. Kalau saya pergi, kamu akan sendirian di rumah. Which means, if I leave, you will be alone at home. The second example is, saya senang kalau bisa pergi ke Indonesia. One more time. Saya senang kalau bisa pergi ke Indonesia. It means, I'm happy if I can go to Indonesia. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's review the conversation one more time.
Dinda, Tony, kami akan keluar sebentar. Tony, oh ya, silakan. Dinda, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Tony, ya. Dinda, anggap saja rumah sendiri. Tony, terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to find out more information about learning Indonesian language in a fun and interesting way. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Kembali bersama lagi di sini, di tempat yang dulu kita berjumpa. Apa kabar kawan? Lama tak jumpa, senangnya bertemu kembali. Kenangan yang dulu kita hadirkan di dalam ikatan persahabatan, tetaplah berseri dalam harmoni sebagai sahabat abadi. Jangan putuskan tali cintamu.
lepaskan tali cinta
was the fourth song by Rocket Rockers entitled Sahabat Selamanya or Forever Best Friend. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. If you have any idea or if you are curious about Indonesian music, both contemporary, traditional and other genre, let's listen to our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a religious song to you entitled Dengan Menyebut Nama Allah or In the Name of Allah. Like the title, the song Dengan Menyebut Nama Allah invites Muslims to begin the day and all activities by saying the name of Allah. In addition, the lyrics of the song also contains of messages to surrender the life and die, sad and happiness and everything to the only Almighty God. The song Dengan Menyebut Nama Allah is a compilation album which was released in 1992. The album, which contains of 8 songs sung by some Indonesian famous singers, among other Novia Kolopaking, Puput Novel, Tri Utami and Neno Warisman. Well listener, let's listen to the song Dengan Menyebut Nama Allah, sung by Novia Kolopaki.
Jangan pernah ragu, dengan menyebut nama Allah, bulatkan tekadmu menempuh nasibmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kecewa.
Of Indonesia.
Ingin ku tahu, apakah ada yang punya? Karena ku tak bisa lupakanmu.
Kau satu fenomena, langit pun cerah, hilang gelisah bila engkau ada. Jam. Tahu, mungkinkah ada yang istimewa bila ku menyapa?
Telah ku coba untuk lupakanmu, tapi ku tak pernah bisa. Harus ku coba bertegur sapa, karena bayangmu selalu hantuiku.
Cerah, hilang gelisah.
Thank you very much, listener, for having been listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. After this, we still have many language service broadcasting programs that will not only entertain you but also enlighten you with great information. Don't forget to follow our social media account on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, also Twitter at Voi Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, you can share us your criticism, suggestions, and information about your respective country to our email address, voi@voinews.id.